Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. How our God is good all the time. You're welcome this morning. Thank you again for listening to our podcast and a series on the book of Mark. So we've been able to look at Mark chapter 1 to chapter 3. And today we are going straight to Mark chapter 4. So we're going to be looking at simple, basic lessons that we can learn from Mark chapter 4. You see, the Bible is not just there for us to read and maybe cram some of the verses there so you can quote scriptures. That's not the reason why we have the Bible. The Bible is there so that we can learn how to live life. The Bible rebukes, comforts, reproves, you know, strengthens. So we need to learn lessons, those parables, those instructions of Jesus, they are not just there for us to just read and put it in our heads. They are there to guide us. So we need to look at the lessons that we can learn from all of these things. So we are going straight to Mark chapter 4. We're going to be starting with the very common parable, which is the parable of the sower. And, you know, I'm just going to summarize the parable of the sower. The first thing I want us to pick is Jesus was going to teach the multitude. And he started verse 3 by saying, listen, listen. You know, he could have just started teaching, but he needed to call the attention of the listeners. He told them, listen. Listen means pay attention. Stop getting distracted. Pay attention. It's time for the word of God. Like this morning, I'm about to start this podcast. As I'm doing the podcast, listen, pay attention. Don't be distracted. It is so unfortunate that when the word of God is going on, this is when we get so distracted. There's so much distraction in the world today. You know, one of the biggest distractions, one of the things I have told God I must completely overcome is the fact that, is it possible for me to go to a Sunday service without having to go with my phone? If it is possible, can we just drop our phones at home every time we go to church on a Sunday? Because we will press our phones from Monday morning till Saturday night till Sunday morning, and then we'll still go to church. And then when the pastor is preaching, we are still on TikTok, on Instagram. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's too terrible. Jesus is saying to these guys, listen. Jesus is saying to you, listen. He wants to speak to you, but you need to listen. You need to pay attention. Do you know I found out that God speaks almost at all times to us? There were things that God told me recently that I was like, this has to be God. And they are not instructions like don't steal, don't lie. They are just simple, basic instructions that will help us through life. He would just tell me, don't go to that place. And then I would finally realize if I had God, I would have been in trouble. He would tell me, go and apologize to this person. So the first instruction is listen, pay attention. You're reading your Bible in the morning, pay attention. Stop deceiving yourselves. I like to read my Bible from the phone. But the Bible you're reading on the phone, if you minimize the Bible, the next thing you see is your WhatsApp, your TikTok, your Instagram. These are the things that you do, even during your morning devotion in the morning. Jesus is saying, listen, I want to speak to you. I want to speak to your heart. I want to give you instruction. I want to guide you in the best pathway for your life. But you are not listening. You are too distracted. Stop being distracted. And I'm particular about phones, social media. Don't be distracted. Give God that honor. Every time you're hearing God's word, every time you're studying God's word, listen and don't be distracted. I don't know why I can't just stop saying this. I feel like I should say this and then round up. Because that's even what the parable of the sower is all about. Because then, the Bible says the man was sowing seeds. Can we stop looking at this parable as a man was sowing seed as a pastor was preaching, and then there are people in the church that they have good ground. Some they fall by the ways. Can we see it like this? That the man sowing seed is you reading your Bible. You are the one sowing seed into your heart. You are the one reading the Bible. What kind of heart do you have? What kind of soil do you have? Is it a good soil? Is it the wayside soil? The one that would fell on the wayside, some on the stony ground, some fell, you know, on the rock. So you need to know the kind of heart that you have whenever you study God's word. And we found out in the explanation of the parable that the seed that fell on the wayside are those who receive God's word and immediately devil comes to take it away. I mean, the devil just comes almost immediately. They've forgotten about what you read. Do you know it happens that you do your morning devotion in the morning, you read your Bible, and then two, three minutes later, you're done with your morning devotion and you have completely forgotten everything that you read. Everything that you studied that morning, you cannot even remember. That's terrible. That means the word fell on the wayside. You know, you've forgotten it completely. The devil comes and takes it away. Immediately, you barely can even remember what you read. That's the word of God falling on the wayside. Then we have the one that falls on the stony ground. These guys receive the word with gladness of heart. You're studying your Bible in the morning, and then you see a particular portion of the Bible, and then you're bouncing, you're rejoicing, hallelujah, thank you for the entrance of your word, and you're so excited. But then, all of a sudden, you face one challenge, one tribulation, and that scripture you cannot even remember. It was the same you that read it in the Bible that God said to you that I will be with you. I will never leave you. And in that same you are walking in darkness, in the night, in the dark. And then you're shivering. You're scared. The same person that read it in the Bible that God told that I'm going to be with you. Because that scripture, you only read it, you were excited, but there is no root. You read in the same Bible where God told you that I will guide you in the best pathway for your life. You read it in the morning, and that same day in the night, you're already calling someone, saying you don't know what to do with your life. You don't know maybe to go right or to go your left. Because then that word does not have roots in you. So every time you're studying the Bible, the first thing I expect of every one of us is to pray, Lord, give me a receptive and a responsive heart. If I may ask, what was the things that we learned yesterday from Mark chapter 3? Majority have forgotten because we are not praying. We are just listening. We just keep listening to God's word. Some of you listen and listen and listen and listen, but those words cannot find root in you. You need to trust God to give you a receptive and a responsive heart. And may you receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Very quickly, let's look at the parable of the growing seed. So this parable talks about the particular sower. He scattered his seed on the ground, went to sleep, rose up in the day, by day, and then he found out that the seed has already started to grow. And the beautiful thing is that the seed was growing, and he doesn't even realize that it was growing. And the major lesson I want us to pray from this parable is, you see, since the day you gave your life to Christ, the devil will come and speak to you sometimes to tell you that you are not growing. So the devil would come with his lies and begin to tell you stuff that will make you feel discouraged about your spiritual life. And even sometimes you feel like not going to church anymore, because then you're looking at yourself and you're like, am I really growing? But the beautiful thing is that you are actually growing. But the growth is slow. And that is how every normal growth should look like. I've never seen any normal growth that we grow in 30 minutes, in 5 seconds. We grow slowly, a little here, a little there. That is what the Bible says. So be confident in God, knowing that you are growing. So no matter what happens, no matter what the devil comes to tell you, always have that belief and faith that you are growing. So the Bible describes that growth here. It says, first the blade and then the head, and after that the full grain in the head. So that is how we grow. So a little here, a little there. And then the next parable is the parable of the mustard seed. But this particular growth that was talked about in this parable is not of the Lord. Now, God is not against you growing up so big. But it is not about how big you are, but how quality you are. So in this parable, he's talking about the fact that, you know, this mustard seed was sown on the ground, expected to be smaller than all the seeds in the earth. But when it is sown, it grows up to become greater than all the herbs and shoot out large branches so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. So it is that last part that makes me to realize that this growth is not of the Lord. This kind of growth is the kind of growth that people begin to have by their own understanding and gimmicks. You know, the other growth, about the other parable, says that the guy was growing. He doesn't even realize that he's growing. But you see this type of growth. This one is an intentional one that they want to grow. They begin to look for gimmicks, ways to make sure that the number of people in the church increases. I don't know how that, you know, the Bible says in the book of Acts that it is the Lord who adds to the church. But interestingly, today, we are the one adding to the church, using different gimmicks, using different strategies, bringing, you know, lots of people to the church. I don't want to start calling names, but we bring people that we're not supposed to bring to the altars of God. We bring them to the altar just because we want to pull crowd. You know, this kind of growth, you know what the Bible is talking about? It says that we have grown so much that the birds of the air can now find rest amongst us. And you know what the birds of the air is? When Jesus was talking about the parable of the sower, the birds of the air is actually the agent of darkness, agent of the devil, can now come into our church and find comfort. Why? Because we allow it. Because we want to grow. We want the church to grow in numbers. And it is not about numbers. It is about quality. I was talking to one of our sisters, my sisters recently. I said, don't be so carried away with numbers. It is not about how many people come for your meetings. It is about the quality of people that comes for your meeting. And that is the kind of thing that makes God happy. May God help us in Jesus' name. Finally, verse 33 says, and with many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear. But without a parable, he did not speak to them. And when they were alone, Jesus explained all things to his disciples. And then after all of this, the next thing they are experiencing is a storm. I mean, we just learned amazing teaching from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had taught them several lessons, taught them the parable of the sower, taught them the parable of the growing seed, parable of the mustard seed, lots of parables. Excellent message. It's just like pastor, maybe one of your lovely pastors teaching you for 2 hours. You are excited. You are fired up. And then the next thing you are experiencing is storm. And this is how the word of God is. Every time God comes to teach us, the next thing that comes is test. It's just like you're in the examination hall. Having taught you for 7 weeks, for 8 weeks, there will be that 2 weeks of test. And it is what you have learned, what you have listened to, that will help you in that season. So the disciples were taught an excellent, sound message. Then when storm arose, they were not able to stand. Jesus was in that storm with them. He was sleeping. And sometimes when that storm happens, you are like, where is the same Jesus that taught me last week? Where is that same Jesus that I had encounter with when I was having my morning devotion yesterday? I just said it this morning in the podcast that you read it in the Bible. Jesus told you, I will be with you. I will never leave you. You saw that word. You were excited. You were jumping for joy. 5 minutes later, there is storm. And then you are wondering, where is the same Jesus that told me just yesterday morning in my morning devotion that he will be with me? You know, this is exactly what happened to the disciples. They had just listened to an amazing teaching, and then storm came, but they could not find rest. But the beautiful thing is that the reason why we hear God's word is so that we can be like Jesus, that in storm we are at rest. Not that after the storm we are at rest, like the disciples. They became restful after the storm stopped. But Jesus was restful even in storm. And this is the ultimate. This is what God wants us to come into. A position whereby we are at rest, whether the storm is raging or the storm is not raging. May God help us to come to that rest in the name of Jesus. May God give us grace and strength in Jesus' name. Thank you again for joining to this podcast. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Can you just pray that prayer and say, Father, give me rest on all sides. In Jesus' name. Help me to be able to put the best use of every word that you put in my spirit. In the name of Jesus. I won't just hear these words. Give me the grace to put them to practice. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of the day. Bye for now.